Everywhere I go to a meeting, I always pick up a word that I never did heard, and it would be a good word that I know. This is the way I have gathered all my good ways of talk. And sometime we have meetings so often. We didn't have no chapter houses in these days. We usually gather among our own camps. The first chapter house or chapter hogan that we ever went to was at Smith Lake, about 3/4 of a mile from the highway to where Mr. Ration is now. He was the first one that had a meeting chapter home at his place. His wife owned it, the allotted land, and she let us use the rights of the land to gather up so often. In these days, chapter officer were not paid. In all these years, I have went to different meetings, like I told you. Finally, things keep adding out of Wind Rock. They were growing into different sort of things that which would be a way the Navajo people would like. So I like to say that I sure am thankful of all these things that I have went through. Here at this little hogan, the chapter officer were not paid in these days. The chapter officer was voted to be a leader of the district of their community little place. So even then I was not the chapter officer, I was just visitors to every meeting. I used to live at north of Smith Lake, about 1.5 miles on the road, working jewelry day and night. This was the way I made my living. At the same time, I used to go to different classes of chapter meetings. This is where I learned how to pick up what I am today, counsel. I never did talk good because I was just learning. Finally, I kept adding. What I'm doing, I'm learning so fast that every time when people have made meetings and sometime they make a little mistake, so this is where I come in to straighten out the ideas of what they are talking about. This is the way the people learn about me, how good I was in the first start. During the time of the Smith Lake chapter, I learned it quite a lot. What they are talking about and what they want to know. In the chapter Hogan was there for quite a number of years. Tom Grayson's place. From there on, there was a missionary that used to live at the Smith Lake. A Presbyterian missionary. There were more people coming to the meeting every time, every meeting. And we can't crowd into the little hogan. So we used to sit under the trees to talk about things and discuss things. We kept on years after years. And we move about here and there. Finally, I think people had a very good understanding about what the chapter officer were talking about. In these days, the Navajo tribal money hasn't come out yet. It was still talking about at Wind Rock. And then from there on we move up to Smith Lake, where the Presbyterian Church was. He had a big house. We asked him that if we could use it for a chapter house. And he made agreement. He says, okay, we can use it. So from there on, we used to use the house. Later on, they have built a log house to meet in. This was the Presbyterian priest decided to do, so we follow his order then. We was there for at least 3 or 4 years at the Presbyterian Church's house together every year. And we went more further than we was from the first start. People has been hiding themselves different places, but we have talked them into to come. Finally, mostly all the Navajo were gathering every meeting. This was a very good thing to do. And then later on, the Navajo tribe and from Smith Lake, the people have learned it to gather up every so often. Finally, at Wind Rock, they have decided to build chapter houses throughout the nation of the Navajo Reservation. There is about around 100 chapter houses throughout the I'd like to explain more better details about how the chapter started. So we started in a poor way from the time of Mr. Ration's home, and we move up on to Smith Lake Presbyterian Church. From the church, we make good, but the chapter officer was not being paid yet. We just get together and talk about things which we think it would be more better than it will be. So we run it our way for so many years. Finally, the Window Rock people had decided to draw up some amount of money to pay the chapter officers. And today, it is legal that the chapter officer are being paid every meeting they have. We started with a poor pay. Every meeting, the chapter officer was getting $10 for a meeting to talk to the people. Later on, it added up to $8 more, and then it was $80. Money was kept raising on, years after years. Finally, it went up to $20. And then recently, it went up as far as $30 today, and it's the limit the chapter officer is paid, $30 a day for each meeting, for twice a month. The this council meeting is for once a year. The district council meeting was set up for once a month, I mean, not a year. And the chapter officer has to meet twice a month. And it is 3 meetings in 1 month. Two chapter meetings and one district council meeting. That makes 3 meetings a month. This is the way it's been running. So the total amount of money costs about $90 a month. for each